All right, welcome back.
It's June 3rd, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. And come on, that's easily the most brain-dead call Tuchel's made since he took the England job, full stop. Look, I swear half the fans tweeting he didn't deserve a squad spot couldn't name three of his league starts last season if you paid them a tenner. Cole Palmer's groin was basically held together with duct tape and hope all season. Anyone with half a brain could see that, right?
Whoa. Hold on. Cut the crap. The data suggests otherwise. Mate, if we look at the underlying numbers, his chance creation was down 60% year-on-year, one assist all league season. Tuchel can't pick a player who's only turning up once every 10 games. Come on, remember 2024 when you spent three full episodes ranting that Southgate was an idiot for benching Foden against Portugal in the Euro semis? You wouldn't shut up about it for weeks. You'd be screaming bloody murder if Southgate pulled that same nonsense with City players back in the day.
Oh, piss off. You're telling me you know more than the reports out of China that dropped earlier today from folks who've been covering Chelsea for a decade? Wait, no, let me guess. Your secret source at Carrington slipped you the Palmer medical notes too? Give over. We all know that bloke's just the guy who restocks the vending machine next to the youth team changing rooms, for Christ's sake.
First of all, my source at Carrington is very well placed. Thank you very much. Second, objectively speaking, the injury isn't even the whole problem. Marska's system was dog shit for him. He had to drop deep all the time. Madwick and Jackson left. No chemistry with the new lads. I mean, it's the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal, which is to say not normal at all. You'd know that if you watched any Chelsea games that weren't against Arsenal or Spurs, mate.
All right, I get it. You did your spreadsheets this week. Congratulations. The point is, he's got the full summer off for the first time in 3 years. Alonso's going to build the attack around him like he did with Wirtz at Leverkusen, right? I mean, it's like having a Michelin star chef and making him flip cheap frozen burgers for the youth team canteen. Give him the right ingredients and space, and he's going to cook every single week. It's not rocket science. Let the lad get fit. Give him the ball in the final third. Stop clogging up the half spaces with Cucurella wandering in like a lost tourist.
You're that confident he's back to 20-plus goals and assists next season? All right, let's put actual money on it. If he hits 25 GA in the Premier League next year, I buy you that limited edition 2004-05 Chelsea home shirt you've been eyeing for months. If he doesn't,
I will drive up to Manchester, stand outside Old Trafford at 9 a.m. on a match day, and wear that stupid United 2024 treble shirt you got for Christmas for the entire pre-match build-up. Deal. Don't go crying to your Carrington vending machine, mate, when you're out 80 quid, yeah? That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.